God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, what a wonderful leaders meeting we had. All great sharings and some wonderful testimonies. You know, the way that the leaders meetings go is that we are really inspired to share what our desires are, to share testimonies and a vision. As I said on Sunday, that, you know, we're almost at the end of the year. And these months and these years go by so fast that it just shows us how, you know, the briefity of time and how, you know, we still think sometimes, you know, that we're in our 30s, even though we have children in their 30s. So, you know, it's appreciating each day and appreciating what we do have. You know, I often say, you know, I always wake up and I have something, always have something to be thankful for. And that, you know, we don't have to live like the world. We don't have to have the fears, the worries, the doubts. We don't have to have that negative speech. That we decide what we put in. Because whatever we're putting in, that's what's coming out. And that we don't allow anyone to steal our peace. And that means anyone, whether it's your partner, your best friend, your son, your daughter. You know, that peace is what makes you separate to what is going on in the world today. That joy is an inside job. And when you have that joy, you have that peace, because it's a fruit of the Spirit. So, you know, when we walk by that Spirit, nothing can contaminate us. So you know when someone's not walking by that Spirit, just by what comes out of their mouths. And it's not that we all come on here and we speak good words, because it's important that what we're doing in our own lives, I think people sometimes forget, you know, that God knows everything. You can't hide from God. You cannot hide from him. You know, there was a thing once, and it was said to us, if there was a knock at the door, and you've gone to the door and you've opened it, and Jesus Christ was stood at your front door, what would you do? And I said, well, I'd close the door. And I'd run in. And I'd go and straighten out my pillows and I'd tidy up and I'd spray the fresh air spray. Then I'd go back out and say, oh, you can come in now. Of course, everybody laughed. But see, my heart was to bless, was to say, well, actually, you know, you can come in now. It's presentable. My home is presentable. But, you know, our home should always be presentable. People should take us as we are, because it's the Spirit that connects, right? It's not about what you've got or what you haven't got. Doesn't matter if you've sprayed your fresh air spray or if you've hoovered today, right? It's that Spirit connecting. God's Spirit in us, Jesus Christ, right? Because of him, we can have that Spirit dwelling within us, that we have nothing to hide. We are open books to God. We really are. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's not that we live one way on here or on the Zoom or with around believers, and we live another way when we're on our own. And that's the key now. Even if we focus in on that until the new year, that we are walking by that Spirit, that we are focused on our relationship with God. And what you see on here is what you get when you're in secret, is what you get when you're out in the world. Because we don't want to be like this world. There are so many people that hear these wonderful sharings and they don't do it. Well, that's their problem. They're going to have lives that go up and down and up and down. Because the benefits are coming from God. And if you have no benefits, it's because you're not listening. It's because you're not practicing. You're not walking that walk. because God is faithful. And he's not doing it for one and not doing it for another. So we can't just come on here and make it all sound nice. But we have to be truly living it to really reap the blessings. And like we've talked about this, me and Lawrence, and our lives in the last 5 years have done a full 360. Truly done a full 360. Because he listens, then he tells me, and then we act. We move together. Praying for the same things, believing for the same things. Right, I'm a little bit more reserved and a little bit more quiet than Lawrence. And that's why God set it up like that. Lawrence loves to be on the phone. He loves talking to people. I'm more of a face-to-face person.
Secret service.
But I can be a secret service. I can be all things because God enabled that within me. But my preference is to be able to talk to people face-to-face. I have a fantastic relationship with Amber because I see her all the time. We are face to face. But again, a great encourager. You know, if I'm not feeling it and I share with her, I know it goes no further and she encourages me and she blesses me. Right? We can't be lone rangers. We can't make it seem all good and then when we're really struggling, then we're not listening. God is the author of our future when we rely on him. Not that we're a lone ranger and think, well, I'm going to go off this way and do it my own way. We have to hear what he has to say. We take it to our hearts. And if you're unsure, ask him. He'll show you. But I can honestly say everything that Lawrence has been sharing this year so far is so bang on. The evidence is phenomenal. That people's lives are truly changing for the better. And that is because God is at work. We're listening to God and we're following the example. And when we do that, then we will get the blessings. We will have that life that we have on here. We will have outside. The outside life will be the same as what we portray here on the fellowship. Because, see, we can't pull the wool over God's eyes. So we may speak all doom and gloom outside, and then we come on here and we're like angels with halos. Remember, we are all perfect within that spirit. That spirit that dwells within us is perfect. But, you know, sometimes that old man nature tries to kick in, and we have to kick it out. Right? We remember just how Jesus Christ walked this earth. He wasn't indoctrinated with this religion and that religion and this off YouTube and that off the internet. Somebody sent me, I'm not going to say a name, but somebody sent me something the other day. And free TV license for over 60s. That's not true. Cannot believe everything. You cannot believe everything you read on the internet. With AI and everything else that's going on, it's so indoctrinated, it's devilish. It is pure devilishness. And people get caught on the bandwagon and then they start believing it. And then they're in like a real relay race, catching up for the next bit of gossip. And before you know it, the adversary's taken you out. He's just stolen 2 or 3 hours of your time while you've been flicking away and looking and searching and all the rest of it. It is time to start that walk with God. We don't need it. We don't need all those extras. We don't need our time stolen from us. Our time, as I said at the beginning, is very precious and it's going real fast. Remembering the briefity of time, that we have a small window, guys. Only God knows the time and the hour, but we have a small window, and that window is for us, the believing believers, to get out there and to bring the glorious gospel, the heavenly words, to those that are in search and in need and are crying out for somebody to speak. And it's not that we speak our words or what we think. We speak those heavenly words from God because he knows what the person needs. And we really need to get on it now. We really, really do need to have that relationship with God, one-on-ones, move in, and really, whatever you are on here, you are in your normal life as well. We don't come on here to sugarcoat things, but we say it as it is, and we move together in trusting one another, encouraging one another, believing in one another. You know, love connotes an action, and now is time to act. And we are acting with God in Christ in us, and we're bringing the heavenly words, we're bringing deliverance, we're bringing that power with it. Because don't forget, we have a mighty power. We don't need to be doom and gloom. We don't need to be speaking the negatives. We need to be commanding in the name of Jesus Christ with all power and authority, right? We aren't stepping stones or doormats for Jesus Christ. We are strong. We are mighty people. God in Christ in you. So bless your heart.